It's time for another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio. And today we have two guests joining us in studio. We have Patty Rigby, Carbon School District Child Nutrition Director, and she's brought along Heidi Anderson, Nutrition and Wellness Secretary for the district. First off, Patty, I appreciate you coming in today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
Definitely. We always look forward to having you. And school is starting. It's new and exciting. I know that a brand new year. We've talked to Steve Carlson. We've talked to a couple of principals. It's definitely a fun time of the year. But for somebody who's in your field, as far as a child nutrition director, what's new and exciting with school breakfast?
Well, because of the growing participation in our free breakfast program that we have at every school, we took requests for new menu items, and we were able to implement many of the requests. Some of the requests by students for new menu items were, for example, link sausage as a side choice. An entree request was sausage egg and muffin sandwich. You can guess who that copies. We were able to add this because we found the healthiest options available so that it can become USDA compliant. And last year, we did a taste test for a breakfast on a stick item, which was a sausage wrapped in a maple syrup flavored pancake. The kids tried it, and the feedback was unanimous that it should be a regular menu item. So we want kids to know we welcome their helpful suggestions, and we add whenever we can the things that they prefer.
How about lunch? Anything new going on there?
Well, this year, we do want to give students a variety of food choices. So, for example, we have chicken drumsticks. We will have original breaded or glazed options. For Asian Cuisine Day, which is every Tuesday, students will be given a spicy or a non-spicy choice of, say, teriyaki chicken versus the kung pao chicken, or lemongrass chicken versus the General Tso's chicken. We hope this helps kids acquire a taste for different world region flavors. We had a request for a variation on sandwiches also that we currently offer, and we are introducing a Malibu chicken sandwich in September. And we want to hear back. We welcome feedback from students and parents after they've tried a menu item. We do invite parents to join their students for lunch anytime. We ask that parents contact the kitchen manager the day before so that they can prepare more food. Adult lunch costs are $3.75, which is a bargain for a nutritionally well-rounded meal.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Now, as I said, you brought in Heidi Anderson. She's the Nutrition and Wellness Secretary for the district. Heidi, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Hey, what is your role in the child nutrition program?
Well, one of the things that I do is I'm in charge of collecting and processing the free and reduced lunch applications that are turned in. But parents this year have the option of going paperless and filling the application out online. And they can do it at carbonschools.org by following the SIS link. We're hoping that parents will take advantage of this resource so that their benefits can start as soon as possible. I would actually like to remind parents that their benefits from last year have expired and that they must reapply to receive them again. If they need help filling out the application or to get their student's SIS number, they can call me at the district office at 613-3143, and I'd be happy to walk them through the process. I will also have available computers available at the district office if they need to use one, or there should be one at each school that they have set up that they're willing to let them use to fill it out. But paper applications are available upon request at any of the schools or at the district office.
So you guys are going paperless. That's convenient for the parents that have busy schedules, or maybe they have those forgetful kids whose papers just don't seem to make it home sometimes. Also, is there any chance of your payment system that it can be handled online as well?
Yep, I'm glad you brought that up. We've actually been taking credit and debit cards over the phone at most of the schools and at the district office for the past couple years. But this year, we've had so many requests to do online payments, and we want all of your listeners to know that we have been listening, and we've actually set up a program where they are going to be able to do that this year. So in the next few days, there should be a link on the Carbon School District homepage, and they can just follow the link and they can pay their students' lunch account there. But we do have to charge a 3% fee because it's with Square and they charge us that. So, but we've had enough feedback that said that people are usually okay with the 3% fee.
Well, Heidi, it was great to get you in today. It was great to meet you. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
All right. Let's bring Patty back in before we close out this interview. Patty, is there anything else that you need to add?
Well, yes, I am excited to announce that we'll have the Fresh Fruits and Vegetables program at Wellington Elementary this year, as well as Bruin Point Elementary. The students will enjoy a cup of fresh fruit or fresh vegetables every Tuesday and Thursday outside of the lunch program or the breakfast program. This is a great way to introduce the kids to the new fruits or vegetables that they may not usually try at home. It's a separately funded program for this purpose only, and we can purchase fruits and vegetables not grown in the United States. which differs from the USDA program. The kids will love it, and that's what we're here for. It's all about the kids and providing them the best nutrition possible.
Well, Patty, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us today. It's always great to hear what's happening inside the cafeteria and what you guys have planned. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.